Now, a decade on, and conspiracy theories behind the 9/11 collapse of the World Trade Center still abound, but do they hold any truth? My next guest is the American architect who examined the engineering evidence behind those infamous images from that day. Richard Gage joins me in the studio. Richard, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. It is great to be here with you.
Now, you say that the buildings didn't collapse because of the aircraft flying it. Well, let's go back a stage. You don't deny that the terrorist aircraft flew into the Twin Towers.
There are certainly aircrafts that flew into these towers, you bet.
But you say they didn't fall down because of the aircraft.
Correct. And actually, NIST says that, too. NIST is the National Institute of Standards and Technology in the U.S. tasked with explaining to us these three devastating building failures of these high-rises. We have 1,500 architects and engineers signed on to the petition at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, demanding a new investigation based on the evidence of the explosive-controlled demolitions. Not only the Twin Towers, but this third skyscraper that collapses on 9/11 in the afternoon, suddenly, symmetrically, smoothly, straight down into its own footprint, 47 stories, falling at free-fall acceleration. That's just like a bowling ball falling off the top of this building. That's how fast these buildings come down. No halting, no slowing down, no stopping to crush 80 columns on all of 47 floors. This is extraordinary. It falls in the exact manner of a classic controlled demolition, and yet NIST never even examined the hypothesis of explosive demolition of these buildings, even though we have many witnesses hearing the explosions and have evidence of cutter charges in the basements.
So if it had collapsed, as a structural engineer, how would it have collapsed?
Well, one, no high-rise has ever collapsed due to fire. This is really important because these events are unprecedented.
It wasn't just fire. There was a heck of a force with those airplanes going
into
them. Well,
yes, and we go back and forth between these buildings. And in the case of Building 7, the 47-story skyscraper, we had no plane hitting it. And if it were to collapse due to fire, which is the official cause because there were some fires in this third skyscraper, it would have fallen over gradually, but not in the history of skyscrapers. Have we lost one due to fires? And there's plenty of reasons for that. But this building looks exactly like a classic controlled demolition, like the old hotels in Las Vegas in the U.S. Mm. And it looks nothing like, there was just a few small fires in this building. And yet, straight down through 40,000 tons of structural steel as if it weren't even there. And NIST acknowledges this speed of collapse, but not the implications.
And of course, you're focusing your theory, not necessarily on the Twin Towers, but World Trade Center Building 7.
Yes.
Which wasn't the Twin Towers. The images we often see and are immortalized for us are the Twin Towers. But
right.
The other building, where was that? Just remind us in proximity to the Twin Towers.
Yes, about a football field in length away from the towers. Again, not hit by an airplane, and yet at 5:20 in the afternoon begins this smooth, symmetrical, sudden collapse. And underneath in the debris pile, we have first responders reporting pools of molten steel, they called it. It turns out to be molten iron. Molten iron is the byproduct of thermite. Thermite is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter.
But surely molten iron would be the steel reinforced rods in the concrete.
Well, molten steel is different than molten iron. This is, turns out, not molten steel. So the steel didn't melt, and
so
fires can't
this
create.
This is similar to cast iron that you're talking.
Well, it appears not to be cast iron, too. We don't have cast iron in buildings these days. This is molten iron with the chemical evidence, the residue of thermite in it, actually, documented in part by FEMA, who analyzed the two steel pieces that were saved from the World Trade Center Building 7, and they find a hot sulfur corrosion attack. They find molten iron, not steel, but molten iron invading the grain boundaries of the steel. Now, it takes 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit to melt iron. That's, 1,400 degrees centigrade. The fires in these buildings can't even get half that hot, so there's no explanation for all this molten iron.
And what do the authorities say? What do the U.S. government say about your theories?
They don't. They simply say, oh, those are just conspiracy theories. They don't deal head-on with all of this evidence, the witnesses of explosions that relative to Building 7 and the Twin Towers, hundreds of witnesses talking about sounds of explosions being blown around inside of these buildings, and yet not one of those are reported in the 9/11 Commission report or the NIST reports.
So what are you asking for? Another investigation?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of reason here to demand a real investigation. There's thermite residues that of unignited thermite found in all the World Trade Center dust as well by this team of international scientists. The small red-gray chips of nanothermite composite explosives. Nano because these particles of iron oxide and aluminum powder are 1,000 times smaller than human hair. These are very sophisticated materials made only in the most advanced defense contracting laboratories. So we have a source for a real investigation right there. Few people make this material. It should not be found in the World Trade Center dust.
What do the families, have you spoken to the families of those who lost loved ones and firefighters in this tragic incident?
Many of the family members are signed on to our petition, actually demanding of the government real accounting of this phenomena, which can get to the truth of the loss of their loved ones.
So, if you're saying there is this theory that it wasn't just the aircraft, that there was some controlled explosion that brought the buildings down, why?
Well, in the case of the Twin Towers, let's just look at what happened there. We're told that this upper 12-story section above the point of jet plane impacts drove the rest of the building down to the ground. First of all, what we see is just the opposite. It's destroyed itself in the first 4 seconds, like a mini-controlled demolition. After that, what we see is the building tearing itself apart and at nearly free-fall acceleration. These Twin Towers are each destroyed in about a dozen seconds.
And who are you saying is responsible for this?
Well, we don't know. We need a real investigation that finds out why 4-ton perimeter wall units are being hurled at 80 miles per hour laterally outside the Twin Towers, landing 600 feet away, 200 meters. And we have no floors found at the base of either of these towers, and what we're told is a gravitational collapse. Gravity works downward. We're missing 110 floors, each an acre in size. 90,000 tons of concrete is being pulverized in midair well before it gets down to the bottom of the pile. So the videos show all this and document these isolated explosive ejections 20, 40, even 60 stories down below this zone of destruction in each of the towers.
You're on tour at the moment talking about this. You've got an event on tonight in Bristol. Remind us where it is.
Yes, at Colston Hall at 7 o'clock we'll be the doors open and we begin the presentation shortly.
What do you show in the presentation? You've talked here. What do you show people coming to see?
Yes, it's a multimedia presentation with about 30 video clips that most people, when they come, they will be convinced of this evidence by a show of hands. It's extraordinary. Every architect, engineer almost that we show this to ends up agreeing with us and signing our petition. That's why the 9/11 truth movement is growing around the world by millions every year.
Richard Gage, you are at the Colston Hall tonight at 7 o'clock. This is one for the conspiracy theorists, of course, and we wish you luck at the Colston Hall tonight.
And we have no conspiracy theories to offer, just evidence.
Okay, well, we'll wish you luck with the talk tonight. Richard, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
BBC Radio Bristol, you're very welcome to our programme today. Our guest just there was Richard Gage. I must say, that's the kind of conversation you could have all day long and never reach a conclusion, I guess. Yes, there's plenty of conspiracy theories around the collapse of the World Trade Center and the airplanes that flew into them and caused that collapse, or did they, says Richard Gage. He's on at the Colston Hall tonight, 7 o'clock, if you fancy that. Tickets still available. I guess you can pay to get in on the door or check out the Colston Hall website online. Just put Colston Hall into your search engine and I'm sure you'll find a link to that talk tonight. Fascinating subject. And it reminded me of plenty of other conspiracy theories as well. When I was at college, we used to get half a day off and we studied the assassination of Kennedy. And so many theories around that. And, you know, the reports are out for everybody to see, but there are still people who believe that it was the Russians or it was somebody else, the mafia, or it was this or that or the other. It's all very interesting to read. It doesn't take away, of course, the tragedy of all the cases, and in particular the people who lost their lives in the 9/11 events, and all the firefighters, the brave firefighters who went into those buildings to rescue people and never came out themselves. It doesn't take away in any way that particular fact, but it does raise lots of questions, I suppose, and I guess these theories will exist for many years to come. But we are grateful for Richard for coming in.